Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
No, you're not. Don't look at me like that. Take a sip of your Heineken, you know.
Look at Dave.
Dave going to
his energy.
Dave going to sleep, man.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking at the
up.
Video.
Nah, fuck the video.
I don't give a fuck what he's looking at. You man, see his body energy. Sleepy.
Don't worry about me, nigga. Worry about yourself.
Nah, it's the whole team, man.
Oh, man.
Whole energy, bro.
Watch me watch TV, man.
Bring the energy, nigga. I don't want to hear your shit from neither one of y'all.
Nah, you bring the energy.
You bring the fucking energy. Sick of your shower cap.
All right, let's go.
Sick of it, man. Oh, no, we're recording. Fuck you.
What is that?
What episode is this?
Yo, this is Dirty Water. Shut the fuck up.
You just stupid.
Is that a Chanel? That's a Chanel?
that's a shower cap.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Keep the weed off, man.
Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yep.
I like it. I like the energy. Yeah, I like the fucking energy.
That's how you feel.
Yeah, that's how you feel.
I'm turn this fucking TV off.
Turn the TV off, man.
I ain't doing shit.
Sick of you niggas, man. This is episode 109.
109.
109.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on TV.
That's your problem.
Supposed to be on
that's your problem. You want to be famous, Moses.
I just want to.
You want to be famous. You want to be
seen.
It's
not about being famous.
You want to be seen and shit. You want to put the camera on me. You one of them type of niggas.
I would have been had a camera on me.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the camera on me.
This episode, we have a guest, which is our brother.
He's sipping on iced tea.
He's sipping on iced tea mixed with lemonade.
Human age.
He's different.
You know what I used to call that?
What you used to call
it? Pomegranate.
What? We have Vince with us, okay? Let's say that.
We have Vince.
We have Vince, yo. What's going on, bro? Make sure you're speaking to the mic. Pause.
What's going on?
How are you?
Can't complain. Good.
How's life? How's great. Your mental health?
Great.
All right, cool. Then you're going to sit here and pie with us and talk shit.
How's your life? All day. How's your mental health? You just ask, how's everything going, my brother? How you been, my brother?
If you want to ask those questions, you have a mouth, nigga. Use it. The fuck you telling me, asking, that's it. What the fuck is you talking
that's
about?
That's how you feel?
Nigga? Yeah, what is wrong with this nigga, Dave? This nigga is crazy, man. Sick of this nigga.
That's how you ask, man.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Right, I hope y'all cash at me for my birthday, Dirty Water Lex.
All right, man. All right, happy okay, birthday. That's what we talking about. All right.
What?
Cash App me.
Nah, let me tell you some fucked up shit though. Real
they
shit.
They Cash App you with the OnlyFans, bro.
No, nigga, I don't have an OnlyFans yet. Not yet. My AC unit went out in my crib.
Okay.
And this is the wrong state. Shout out to Eastside, North Carolina, Fayetteville, to be exact. And this is the wrong area. In fucking May, June, July, August. For your fucking AC unit to go out of your fucking house.
It's
especially a nigga like me that got kids. That shit, that shit was torturing, man.
Yeah, y'all was in there sweating and stinking and shit.
Not stinking. We was taking we was taking showers, Dave. Come
no,
on,
you
bro.
Was stinking.
No, we was taking baths. We was taking showers. We was not stinking. The fucked up part is when you got to go get the fan and aim it directly on your four-year-old daughter while she sleeps.
Because that's the only way she going to sleep.
That's the only way she going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Having fans directly on you while you trying to sleep.
Yo.
Shit was trash, man.
Sound like some privileged shit.
What you mean, bro?
Like, what the fuck? Why?
Used to that, man.
I sound privileged?
Yeah, man.
Why is that?
Some people ain't got AC, nigga, man.
Shout out to the people that don't have AC. Yeah,
growing up, hey, you had to wait for that, man. You know what I'm saying? To fix your shit. Hard. You had to be out there sweating. 2 days sweating.
You live all your life with AC?
No.
Nah, you know how it is. Like,
them, look,
you
them know niggas will be all right. Fuck them kids. Not your kids.
Whoa. Hold on, what, nigga?
In general. Fuck them kids, man. They got to struggle a little bit. Let them sweat it out. You know what I mean? Go get a cold rag. Go get a cold rag. Put it on your forehead, little nigga. Sweat it out. It's
you hot, stay
here.
Still. You know if you mean? Stay still, exactly. You be cool.
You moving around.
But you moving around slow. For that's heat.
That's real shit.
Cry yourself to sleep
sometimes. Know what? You should do that shit periodically just to teach your kids the shit
just
is
shut
real
the
out
shit down.
I'm
yo,
shutting
the
all
shit,
the
bro,
shit down.
But the shit was shut down for like a month.
Feel me?
Whoa. A month?
Yeah, you know, I got the American Home Shield. They took forever. They said I needed a new unit. They got me a new unit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
I got a whole new unit at the crib. So I'm cool. I'm cool. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? It was like
so the first weeks was like hell because you was.
But
like,
they usually hard to deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
First week was hell.
Yeah, they trash dealing with them when they want to cover some shit. And they actually did the right thing. So
okay.
I still had to come out of pocket, but not as much as what the job was.
How's everybody's attitude? Cause you know how the heat makes your attitude like on tense.
My wife was cussing their asses out. Right?
Yeah, like, you like, why are you like? What are you so angry about?
Y'all have two kids in the house. When the fuck are y'all? I need some air. Like, I'm like, damn, like, I just got out the shower. You all right? Trying to get the air going in here. Like,
I'm telling you, man, that heat to make you like.
She was a privileged one, Dave.
Oh yeah, niggas was privileged.
Oh, you were privileged. You was like, fuck that.
The kids didn't, they didn't complain though. You know, they was thugging it out. I'm like, you hot?
You had them good.
All right, whatever.
You had them
still
good.
Still had electricity. That's
Yeah, they'll drink water.
Long as they
keep
got
going.
Games.
He was still playing his video game.
Yeah. Now, the video game shut off.
Sweating and stinking.
It would have been a problem.
Sweating and stinking, dude.
No air, no game. It would have been a problem.
That nigga stink.
He's 12.
He stink.
Even worse.
Thank you, 12.
Shout out to the people that don't have AC that's in North Carolina or any of these southern states where, you know, like I said, man, it's hot out this bitch. It gets humid. We fucking sick of it.
Niggas open their windows straight up. Windows and fans. All they got.
Why didn't y'all go to bike week?
Before.
I thought that would be your thing.
You
single and mingling.
Nice. Don't get twisted.
You single and mingling.
But I just didn't want to go out there. Some stuff is just for trouble. I'm good.
I don't think I've been to bike week since.
It's been a long time.
Early 2000s.
Yo. Really?
Yeah.
I think it was like 2008, 2009 for me when I had the Lexus. I know I drove that down there.
I think it was like 6 for me. 2006.
I ain't missing shit though.
Nah.
Once like, I'm not missing a damn
once
thing.
Once you done had that experience and seen it all, it's like, why? I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to be around too many people.
Exactly.
Why would I want
then with shit going on, then I'm making money right now.
I'm making money.
Yeah, make money, man. I got
paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know anybody to go to bike week.
What you say, Vince?
I don't even think I know anybody to go to bike week on the regular.
You got a bike, you understand? Like most things, they just got a bike. They go down there.
Right.
But like, honestly,
go down
to
bike week,
get
your shit stolen, nigga. That's what
that's a fact. That's a fact. Dave, you ever been to bike week?
Nah. Dolphins.
Okay, I was one of the New York nigga, you know what I mean? Vince New York nigga. You a South nigga, once. Though. You a South nigga, though.
No, I went more than once.
You a South nigga now, Vince.
Yeah, all day.
You mean your experience in bike week?
He embraced it. Like somebody over here trying to hold on to their grassroots. Nigga,
I said,
you.
I said from Eastside Fayetteville.
Yeah. Say that then.
I said that.
You know, say less.
Partially, Yonkers.
Say less. Like that,
say that then. Partially. Say less.
This nigga hit it with by way of, right? No,
right. This nigga love to say Marcy.
Nah, but Vince can say
Marcy.
Oh, shit.
Say Marcy.
Yo, Marcy, what? I thought you said you from Yonkers.
No, but Vince is partially Yonkers,
too. I'm talking about you, nigga.
But I'm talking to Vince.
I'm talking to Vince.
Fuck out. I'm sick of that.
What you claim now, Vince?
I ain't even trying to claim Irv.
Damn. Damn.
Damn. Nigga, where you from? Mars, nigga.
Niggas
you
out been of this there? World.
Right. Venus, you been there?
Hey, y'all, I seen Benny. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. He gonna be in Charlotte in October.
Oh, yeah, where you gonna be at?
See, that was a problem, Dave. See, one of the homies hit me up, right? He sent me the link. It was like, yo, your boy gonna be in Charlotte. Boom, sent me the link. Well, I clicked on it. He in the club, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go to the club, man.
Can't go to the club?
I'm not going in there with all. That's going to be... First of all...
Why you don't like going to club?
No, first of all, it's Benny the Butcher we talking about.
Okay, let's...
You know the crowd, the type of crowd he's bringing out?
Yeah.
It's a sausage fest, for one. For two, they're all killers and drug dealers. Every last one of them.
I'm not going to be around. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
Like, I'm not about that life anymore. Just to be around that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm too old for that shit. I want to go home straight. To my fucking kids. You
don't
know
get
what I mean?
It twisted. You straight, but I just feel.
No,
you
I know. Saying. I know I'm good, but yo, outside is really open, and we come on. It's North Carolina. Everybody got guns, and I'm pretty sure there's beef in Charlotte. Like somewhere, every city has beef. I'm
yeah,
not
but
about
some
to be
places know
if
how.
If you was at the arena, alright, cool.
Some places don't definitely. Handle. You gotta understand. Some places
I think you
don't
just get to an
shit.
Age where you can, you know, you just can't relate.
There you go.
Like, just don't want to be in the club. I can't see myself going to the club either.
Well, I like, old, I think you'd rather go to concerts more.
Like,
than
I'd rather go to sleep
to the club. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't got a problem going to the club, but Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, but you're not going. Like, even if you go to the club, you going just to, you know what I'm saying. Get and that experience. You're not gonna be there that long.
No,
some niggas
no,
being there
I'm
from
no, listen,
early
I'm in
on
there.
To like
I'm
all
in
the
there
way
for the show. Nigga.
You know they don't never perform to the end.
Yeah,
I'm in there for the show.
You in there for the show, so you don't want to go because you scared of the people that's coming out.
I don't know. Yeah. Things happen these days, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of trigger fingers these days because everybody's shooting. I'm not trying to be in the mix of none of that shit. That's
yeah,
going
you
on.
Don't want to go out because you a trigger finger.
Wait,
you like shoot? Yeah, you shoot for no reason.
No, don't say that about me. I don't do that.
My Jordan's bow.
No, I'm not that type of guy.
Nigga leg gone.
Nigga leg gone.
You ain't gonna kill him. You gonna shoot him in the leg.
Y'all going?
What for?
What for? If it was West Side Gun, you was going?
Huh?
You heard what the fuck I said?
If it was a concert,
it is a concert.
In the club.
Not in the club. Not in the club. What are you doing, like four songs?
You like concerts instead of club
performances. Yeah, like, what are you going to do, four songs? You're not going to be in there too long?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's money.
I'm saying he might.
He might do
like,
one.
You got to understand that.
He might hit you with his hot joint.
That's not something
he,
he's well, not going to be in there long. He's going to show a little love. He might do two songs, three songs.
I think it's going to be a part of his
but
tour.
But he's not
going
to do a whole thing.
If it's a part of his tour, then he's going to be there for at least 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a part of his tour.
Well, they probably got
he's just doing it in the club. You know?
Right. They, it's going to be. It's a club venue. So I was just checking out the venue. I said, oh, nah, it's not the arena or nothing like that. Nah, it's a little too bunched up for me.
If it's anything with just him, it's going to be mostly guys. So I don't know if you want to. That's on you. You be better.
Well, I know that.
You be better on catching this nigga at a festival or something.
Did you by the way, speaking of festivals, they got the joint Rolling Loud going to New York.
Yeah, nigga. That same crowd is going to be there too.
That's open though.
Yeah, so what? It's still going to be
there. It don't matter.
There.
Like,
I thought about that. Same crowd, I thought about doing that.
The same crowd you trying to know is going
to
be there.
Which day would you go to though? I ain't read all the people.
I would go
it's
all
It's a
of
weekend.
Them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would go that whole thing because you got 50. Yeah. You got Cole.
I think it's three different tickets though.
Is that how they do it? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know how they do it. Like
I don't think
that.
The weekend.
I thought you pay for the whole entire thing.
I don't know. I don't
I'm
going to
look it up.
That.
Fuck that. I don't know. I might take that flight. That's a quick
flight.
It could
be, though.
That's a quick flight to New York. The lineup is crazy.
You can't even enjoy yourself when you go down to that club. If you want to go to that Benny event, you go to the club, you can't enjoy yourself. You got to be on alert.
It's a performance.
Like, for real. Like, how you going to enjoy yourself? You looking at performance, you getting hyped just to fight. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think they. He don't really bring that type of fucking crowd. Like,
no,
that.
I'm saying they're killers and drug
dealers.
No, killers.
I'm not talking about Benny crowd. I'm talking about in the club, that club crowd. Cause we go hype, niggas drunk. After a while, like you're saying,
it's not a club, nigga. It's just a part of his. He's just performing in the club.
There you go.
It's not, they're not having a party and then he coming out, nigga. It's just when you here, you coming to see this nigga perform.
Right.
And that's it. There ain't no party afterwards.
So he performing like
he performed
whole world songs.
Yeah.
I'm still not going there.
it's not for you, right? It's not for you, right, Moses?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I wanted to go, but I can't. Fuck it. DMX album.
Hard.
Exodus.
Come on, man. You know what I want to talk about? Got the Griselda on there. What the fuck is that?
Yeah,
got
it
the
was.
Griselda on there, man. Huh? I grew up with the dark side.
Do you like the whole entire album?
Yeah.
You let it ride.
You know why? Because S gave every bit of him. Like, you know what I'm saying? From different aspects. Popping. You just wanted all hard shit, all hard shit. You got what I think everybody got what they wanted.
Like you wouldn't normally expect that from.
Yeah, like it was a good quality ass album from X. Like look at all this other albums from now, like come on.
And he take you right back to when he was
when that first one. It just took me back to that first one. Yeah. It did, like that energy, especially with Griselda. The way this rage was. Still active, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
I like that joint with Snoop Dogg too.
Yeah, that was classic.
Yeah,
I think the for the people that say they may not like it, they probably don't like it the way they should because of the way X sounds. You know what I mean? He don't sound regular on the, you know, like he used to on the track because he an old nigga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you just once you get over the sound of his voice, that shit is hard, man.
Well, he say he didn't reach 50 for nothing.
It was still gritty, like his voice still was good on the track. Like
he's a dog.
But didn't he have Moneybagg Yo on there?
Yeah.
See, that was like, I think.
You don't like Moneybagg Yo, Vince?
Nah, I don't got no issue with him, but I just know, like, the way DMX was, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, that was.
Rap with him, because he shit on a lot of people.
That was the.
I think it might have just been the extra, like, they just put on there.
Now, Swiss said that was the track that,
Pop Smoke
was supposed to be on. But they used Pop Smoke's verse for somebody else's album or whatever. So,
he damn dirty. Because I
could have
seen him doing something like
that. I think that's what people was waiting on. That's what he was talking about too, X. So I think it just that might have been his last song, maybe, and he just didn't finish it. You know what I mean?
Y'all like to join with Nas and Hov?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it was alright.
Sounds a little dated to me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think
I like
X
it.
X-verse
like,
was like old, I think, right? On that song?
His voice
was more,
his vocal sound.
Like it, so it kind of like defeat the whole purpose of the track. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice if on them on the track, you know what I'm saying, like original verse. I needed that original verse from X. And then I would have loved it. But when that came on, I was like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of messed me up.
Because
it was hard, you know.
You definitely tell it was put together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that messed me up as a fan of music. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, on my point of view.
Right.
It's still hard, but I needed that real X on there.
I wonder how old was that song to his son.
You know what I mean? Like,
cause it's crazy.
Was he just holding that on? Like, right.
Yeah, the vocals was old.
Yeah, they were just like recent. That. They just didn't lay it.
They've been beefing for a minute.
Yeah, so I'm like, what was the real problem? That should have been out. That should have been on the last album, so.
Yo, Vince, you from Yonkers, though. You got any DMX stories that you know of? Cause he's the funniest guy in the world.
The dog.
Nah, not personal. Like my own personal experiences, but like I got some family members that did some things with him. I think it was about 6 years ago. My Uncle Scoop and DMX was, they had a rental car. It wasn't in either one of their names. But Uncle Scoop had it, but he let DMX use it. And DMX and some chick was going somewhere. They crashed it on the, coming on the exit off the highway, and they left it. Like, just left it.
Yo, they just crashed it. Take a chick car, crash it. And then leave. That's so X.
It's a rental that neither one of their names.
That's X.
And he just crashes and shit. Leaves it on the highway.
Remember that story? Like,
luckily it was insured.
Sound like the same story that X had did. Crash somebody else's car and left it there. After they done picked him up.
Didn't he act some like girls. He was the police too?
Yeah. X was wild. X did whatever the fuck X he wanted funny. To do.
But Ace was like, bitch, you know ain't no fucking cop. So, you know what I'm saying? But I guess it was like a joke to him, you know? So.
Yeah, hell no. Ace is a wild boy.
I'm the police. Let me through.
Oh, shit, man. Rest in peace, DMX.
He probably
man.
Was growling as he was arresting him.
Let me see a light.
You're in the rest. I grew up in the dark side.
I got one. Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah.
Yo, I see they doing E versus Trina.
What?
Look at this. Look at this.
No, they didn't.
You don't think that's a good matchup? Yeah,
like, it is. You know why?
I don't think
well,
so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Trina, what, didn't Trick Daddy write her shit?
I don't know.
No, I think she might have wrote her own shit.
I don't think it's a good matchup. I think Trina has.
I think they can find somebody else for Trina.
I think Eve has way more to pull from.
Yeah, like it's,
with the Rough Rider shit, and she got her own shit. Like her first,
I think
her
Eve
first
made
few
more
albums.
Money.
Huh?
I think Eve made more money.
Wow, nah, you ready for that guy now? You ready for that Soulja Boy and Bow Wow?
Oh shit.
You say you ready for that Soulja Boy and Bow Wow,
that's
Moses?
That's what you ready for. Is that what's supposed to be coming first before that?
Nah. What? Oh, yeah. Eve versus Trina. And Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. Is next after that.
That's going to be live.
I'm with the Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. I ain't even going to lie. I can't wait to watch that.
You want
to
see what kind of hits they're going to put out?
I don't think that's competition.
Yes, to entertain.
I don't think that's competition.
Who you think going to win?
You know Bow Wow had way more hits than Soulja Boy.
I don't know.
Nah,
Soulja Boy got
some hits. He was consistent. He was consistent, even underground.
Nah.
Turn my swag. What's my shit up? I forgot, man. Soulja Boy got some shit, man.
Think about how long Bow Wow was rapping.
That is true, though. For,
Look how long Bow Wow had a break.
He was on the Breakfast Club. He said he got rap songs that he participated on, like he wrote some shit on him. I don't know what he talking about.
Ghostwriting?
Right. Yeah,
who said that? Soulja Boy?
Nah.
Bow Wow? Talking about Pretty Boy Swag? Or
then they say
Marco
Snoop
Polo
was writing his? Know.
That nigga ain't writing. He got writers. Nigga not writing. He can't even write for himself.
He wrote Marco Polo. When they first came out on Bow Wow and Soulja Boy, he wrote that.
Yeah, that was they song, nigga. That's why it sound like it did.
That's what I said. He wrote that. That's the only thing he got
credit. Moses, who you got? Bow Wow or Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy got some hits, man. He was a thug. He was sniffing that white with on.
Whoa.
Gucci man now.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Gucci slap for a minute. Mm. They was hanging out. I didn't know they was sniffing white together. I got that from you.
Whoa, Gucci whoa, Ben
what?
Denner.
That's
Gucci?
What he just said.
Who?
That's what he just said.
Gucci Ben Denner.
Yeah.
It was, you remember Soulja Boy got caught with Cat?
Oh, he did.
He got caught with it, sniffing that. Sniffing that white with that girl. Hey, stupid. Wake up, Soulja.
Wake up, Soulja.
You!
I got Bow Wow just because he got the hits. He got longer hits.
So Def.
Yeah, that so deaf shit gonna ring off like a motherfucker. Yo. All that shit.
You got no more hits.
Bounce with me. All that shit gonna go off, nigga. And the girls are gonna love it.
No competition.
Yeah, the girls are gonna love it. That was growing up during that time, because I was growing up during that time. So, but Soulja Boy got joints though.
Both of them got a lot of hits, but you gotta understand, like,
what's the
why I had quit. What is you gonna play?
They do gotta play shit? 20 too. They gotta play 20 joints.
Soulja Boy ain't got 20, man. He might have 20 songs, but he ain't got 20 hits.
Right. 20 bangers, right?
No. Yeah, he got songs. He ain't got no lie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said no competition.
He ain't got no stuff out. She make it clap.
You heard it?
What Bow Wow gonna play when she got a dunk come
on? You feel me? Yeah, you feel me? What are he gonna play? What the fuck? Vince, what's he gonna play?
Hold Me Down.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You play Hold Me Down, guess what Soulja Boy gonna play? Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Jesus Christ.
What you gonna do?
I don't even know Soulja Boy song.
The FaceTime. Kiss Me Through the Phone.
You been doing from?
So you better, yo, Vince, you better stop sleeping on Soulja.
We'll go by the bed. Turn my swag on.
That's my shit right there.
Say what's up.
Big Draco.
Yeah.
Big Draco.
Yeah, my name. Ha. Walk up out of bed.
Yo. Okay.
That bass pulling.
This nigga turned heavy metal.
I hate you now. Oh, I hate you.
Huh?
I hate
you. Okay. So listen. Big Show, Big Draco, Big Soulja.
Nigga, Big Show.
So.
Wait, what is he going by now?
Big Draco. Oh.
Yeah, Pretty Boy Swag.
Look at Vince.
Draco.
Yo, he looking more and more like Boosie, ain't he?
Huh? What'd you say?
Talking about Draco. He looking more and more like Boosie.
Who y'all got in the Eve and Trina shit before we get off of this?
Eve and Trina?
Yeah, who you got?
Eve.
I don't know.
Vince says Eve. Oh, hold on, Dave. You say you got Bow Wow, right?
What?
Huh? What?
You say you got Bow Wow, right? Winning?
Yeah, I'm going with Bow Wow.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
I changed my mind. It's Big Soulja with me. I'm going with Big Soulja.
Boom.
That's what I'm going with. Okay, Eve, Trina, before we get off of it, who you got? Moses.
Eve, man.
You got Eve. I'm biased. Rough Riders for Life. I got Eve.
Let's talk about platinum plaques.
You know what I mean?
Hanging on my wall. What?
Eve.
Trina gonna do. You ain't no name?
That's
heat.
That's hard though.
That's hard. Nah, I ain't trying. That's what I said. When you first came on scene, you know what I'm saying?
I remember Jizzle.
Take it to the house.
Jizzle used to play that. You don't know that.
But what else she got?
Right. Was she the baddest bitch?
What else?
Okay. Shut up.
That wasn't us.
You know she can play it. She's part of it, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know they gonna
take it to the house.
Yeah. They gonna play some.
She got that shit with Luda. Come on,
Trina got some shit.
The remix.
Yeah, she got
some shit.
Trina
got some shit. Yeah, she ain't got no Eve shit though. She ain't got no Eve.
Nah,
she got. She got 20.
She ain't got 20.
Yeah. You don't know.
The 20 is the rough part.
Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. The 20 is the rough part. Because
the thing is, she's going to take you back in time.
But not really, because listen, Gucci and Jeezy did their thing, and Gucci was playing mixtape shit. Like, they weren't all hits.
But yeah, but like, he knew the mixtape shit that was popping.
Well, Trina and Eve gonna know what they felt like was popping too.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So I want to say shout out to that Virginia man that wanted to go ahead and dump 80,000 pennies on the front lawn of his baby's mother.
So he petty.
He said it was the last payment on the... he said it was the last payment on the child support.
That's
so,
king petty.
So he dumped 80,000 pennies on her front lawn.
Had two jars. Two like cheese puff jars.
Hmm? Y'all want to do no like shit like that?
Work. Yeah. That's too much energy.
Too much energy.
You gotta lift them shit. Nah, I'm good.
He had them in the trailer.
Yeah.
Put them in the trailer.
I'd just be satisfied.
First of all, you had to go get.
Damn, I'm done.
You had to go get 80,000.
You had to go to the bank. It was like, yeah, how many pennies that. You got?
80,000 pennies.
First of and all,
who gonna count mean, that?
What if he was just collecting them all through those 18 years of the child support?
You still got to count them somehow. He dumped them. They was unrolled, nigga. So he had to count them. And, you know what and I mean? How we doing
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's
shit?
Crazy.
He probably had them rolled up, man. He just dumped them in there.
First of all.
Do not do that ever again.
Dumped them in there.
This nigga was drowning.
What was that? Right. Scared me. Mm. You need some sea moss?
Smoke it down the wrong thumb.
Listen, I'm petty. I probably would do some shit like that. I don't know. I don't know how far you done took it. I don't know how you pissed me off. It's the last payment. Yo, take these 80,000 fucking pennies, all this copper, pick them up. Cash do what you want to do with it.
Yo,
it's $800.
Like,
so
he was like, since you want to be petty with this shit,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So he took time. Like, he was, that's what
he thought about that.
He thought about this. Shit.
Like, this is like,
I ain't mad at him.
My last payment, watch what I do, bro.
Yeah, like, oh, you've been playing with me for all these fucking years. I got something for your ass on that last payment, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that last energy. Payment, you gonna remember that last. We gonna remember that last payment. I ain't mad at him. Fuck it, you only live once.
So embarrassed.
He's embarrassed. He was embarrassed getting his child support.
That's way too much energy, though, for me.
Well, that means you ain't petty, nigga. That's all.
That's all. You know
that just means you ain't petty, Vince. It's cool.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I said I'm petty. That's some shit I'm not that angry.
He was angry about it. Cause apparently probably something didn't go on that supposed to went on. So you're not gonna put me in. I'm not gonna put you in child support. Get a letter. No child support.
You get pennies,
bitch. You know what I'm saying? Your check getting out every time. You got young niggas coming around. Hey, my check fat. What about yours, old blood?
Wait, listen. Did she pick him up?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah.
Is that word? Yeah.
He was on the phone to her fucking crib. Right by the driveway. That nigga backed the truck up. Dumped
that's
them
why
shits
you gotta
out,
love it.
Got in his truck and drove away. Fuck you, bitch.
This your payment.
Hey, but listen, he ain't got no receipt.
That's a good question.
He ain't got no receipt.
He got receipt for
listen, it's she, all, it's she all took, video. It don't matter.
She took it because they did a report about it. So she admitted that it was 800 pennies. That's his receipt right there.
Oh, she you know yeah, she mean? Admitted it. She
stupid.
Idiot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, stupid. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like, I never got it.
I'm embarrassed.
Why me another 800?
So, yo, that King in Virginia, I stand with you, bro. I stand with you. That's some petty ass shit I probably would do. But luckily I'm not in that type of situation.
The funny part about it is Shorty actually got every penny. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was
damn.
It was 80,000 of them. I'm telling
like,
you.
Ain't nothing falling the sewer nowhere or nothing. Like,
you got every last one of them.
They must have all been in one location.
It wasn't nothing in no anthills or anything.
Right here. It's all
in. Yeah. Whatever.
That's fucked up.
I think she said she donated it. She donated the money.
That's
your money, nigga. You stupid.
And I would have kept that.
Because it was pennies?
Yeah, because it was pennies.
And I would have kept that.
She thought she was showing him. You stupid bitch, it was your money. It's not my money. Once I give it to you, it's yours.
Yeah, you laughing.
Like, you stupid.
Showing all his homies. Look what she did with the money.
She's stupid.
How y'all feel about donating though? Do y'all ever get anything like that? You know, like you'd be like a little supermarket. I'm like, do you want to donate to the charity? You'd be like,
yeah, every now and then. So, but yeah, if I do it
I don't donate none of that shit. That one time,
you
come, not
you
going
to the store
again.
I mean, they're like, hey, you want to donate? I'm like, no, but it wasn't me. I don't care.
Like, it wasn't me. It depends how my day is going.
I just don't know where that money's going.
If I don't feel like
I used to often. You know what I mean?
If I don't feel like carrying change in my pocket and it's going to be like 12 cents or something, keep the fucking change. Put it in there. You know what I mean? That's shit like that, but
if keep the shit, my change if the, like 50.
If I'm going to have like 80 cents or something, give me my 80 cents.
Nah, I'm not. I feel you.
It's 80 cents.
Give me
100.
I'd rather tip
good at a restaurant or something. At least you know where it's going.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on a tip, but don't expect my tip.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like don't take my shit and just walk off and don't ever come back.
I
expect you to say, yo, I'll be right back with your change. Like sometimes I seen it when they just say, oh, thank you. Like, bitch. Hold on. Maybe I'm only gonna give you $2 out of that $7 now. Right. What the fuck you talking about? Like,
now you get nothing.
Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Say it straight before I get the money. I need my change.
Right. But it's like,
then
it's
I
like,
break oh, you off. You know what I'm saying? But
now if you're like, oh, I'll come back with your change, it's like, oh, nah, you keep that. And that's like $8. Like, I'm cool. Fuck it. You know what I mean? But that donating shit, I don't know where the money's going.
Listen, man. That'd be good service.
A blessing is a blessing, man. You give a blessing to anybody.
Oh no, I donate. I just do research. Not for real. Like I see some shit. Like what's the thing I donated to? Drunk driving.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I donated some drunk driving shit.
What's so about it? Like, what are they helping?
Like when somebody gets killed from a drunk driver.
Okay.
Where you donate to drunk driving?
You want me to pull it up on my email for you, bro? Yeah, yeah.
You did it online.
Yeah. Actually, somebody I know, kid got killed by a drunk driver, and I donated to something like that. And then they keep sending me
money for
them.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
I don't even think they know I done it, but I done it.
Like, well,
yeah. And I don't care about it neither, but.
This is money for like the families of the drunk drivers, the victims of the drunk drivers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, that's dope. You better not be lying either, nigga.
I'll show you the email when we get off the fucking
pod. I don't want to see no fucking email. I'm just saying, you better not be lying.
You know I'm not going to lie about no shit like that, bro.
I mean, that's a good thing to donate to.
I mean, I'm a terrible liar, but I'm not going to lie about that.
This nigga be guilty as fuck. I be driving drunk.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I could have killed somebody.
This nigga Dave is crazy. I don't know what Dave be talking about sometimes. Yo, Vince, do
I'm telling you, that's why
Dave.
He did it.
Sleep a lot.
Tell you.
I did this way before that incident.
Way before what? Way before you been driving drunk, nigga? You been driving drunk forever.
No, I have not. What the fuck are you talking about?
Forever, nigga. You been drunk.
Forever, ever?
And you ever, been ever? Drunk. Nigga, hold on.
What this nigga talk about, bro?
I seen your blood.
This nigga said you been drunk. Man, you fuck been drunk, you, Dave.
You been breaking the law, dog. Get it out.
This nigga Dave is a snitch.
Feel guilty, that's all good.
Have you had anything to drink? No.
Just say you feel guilty.
What else is over here?
I feel guilty too.
You should, motherfucker. Yeah. At least I ain't snitch on you. You snitch on yourself.
I let you drive. That's why I feel guilty.
Damn, I let him drive drunk.
Right.
Oh, well. I call him in the morning.
How y'all feel about the Lloyd Banks album, man? Because I know y'all listen to the Lloyd Banks
album. Lloyd Banks album was hard. Something we're waiting for.
I haven't heard it yet.
Should not convince you need especially to check it out.
My boy Rock was on it.
How Vince be partially from New York and not hear the Lloyd Banks album? Juice.
Nah, that Banks is hard, bro.
Yeah, you nigga.
He got third verses on all the songs and shit. You don't never really hear
he
that.
He definitely revived the third verse.
Three verses on.
He
songs.
Revived it's the crazy. Third verse.
Wait, so they started making songs with only two verses?
Where the nigga, fuck have you been,
start listening to songs,
I don't know.
Bro?
You don't listen to music
only
no more.
Got two verses on it.
Yeah.
And then just let the track ride. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like a little cheat code.
That's crazy.
If you can get away with it, why don't you?
He got a couple. He got a lot of tracks on that joint.
He got some good features on there.
He's staying, you know, rapping how he know how to rap on them slow beats, so you gonna understand this nigga. Because you know sometimes it's
I just be
this.
Wanting to make sure I understand what the hell they be saying.
Right? Yeah.
One beat I was mad though, because I thought it was slower than what it was, and then it came out kind of fast.
Oh yeah,
but it
yeah.
still was kind of hard though. You know what I'm saying? But I was just like disappointed because. But I can understand why you're not gonna leak your real shit. You would jump on some shit. Bro.
Yeah, it was for the trailer. The trailer was, you know what I mean?
But it was hard, though.
I like that joint with Freddie Gibbs. That's one of my favorite joints.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the joint with Rob Marciano, but what I hate is when I could tell they not in the studio together.
This is because their vocals is mixed different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But. I know that. So that's what makes me feel like they wasn't in the studio together.
Yeah,
it sounded like you sent it to them.
None of them niggas was in the studio together.
I but know, see, but you can tell, though.
Yeah,
I hate that
shit.
You got to understand, like, I hate it, but at the same time, I understand, like, everybody got so much shit to do right now.
No, I
you
get,
know what
I get
so
it. I get
it's
it.
It's kind of a respect thing to give your reverse back. You know what I'm saying? Have your shit back. You know what I'm saying? So
I love to join with Styles P.
Okay.
One of my favorite rappers of all time. Pharmacy for Life. Keep sending me this black seed oil and all that. Oh yeah, dope album, man. Bro.
Thanks.
Thanks. You already know what it is. Hey, shout out to CJ, man.
What up,
I
CJ?
Throw that shit
CJ,
out
what
shout,
up?
Shout
CJ?
Out to my nigga CJ, man. My fucking
what up?
Wish you come to the fucking studio, man.
You're working hard.
This man, nigga
working hard.
You know money, man. The Black Jolly Green Giant.
Now, this was a Moses topic. How come the... it was both of us. I ain't gonna lie. It was funny. How come all the girls that we went to school with, the pretty ones we thought was in school, ain't pretty no more? Like, they lost it. Over with.
I just feel like karma came back on their ass.
Oh.
Like okay. You saying you thought you was a shit, like you was, you know what I'm saying, doing dirt, doing people wrong. Look at you now. Look at you now. Pick your fucking stomach up. Look at you now.
Oh, shit.
Ashy feet, huh? Put some lotion on them feet. Corns on every fucking toe.
They're for it extra now, huh?
Hmm? You're looking so cute now, huh?
They thought they were just the baddest ones, you know.
You got no Angus, you won't be fat anyway, so. No ankles, you fat ass. Stupid bitch.
Damn. Yo, Moses.
Jeff mad at somebody.
Yo, Moses, you all right, bro?
Oh, Moses mad at somebody.
Damn.
No, I don't get mad. I'm just joking.
You got a story you want to tell us, man? Yeah. Like, what she do, man?
It's just funny.
We want to help you heal.
No, man, this is the topic, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
He's bad, huh?
What'd you think, Vince?
He was bad, listen, huh?
Listen, everybody, we got niggas
everybody
out
different.
Here that fell off.
They
yeah,
looking
like,
bad, man.
Drugs is out here fucking niggas up.
Fentanyl.
All types of drugs.
But yeah, both live, parts. They were fucked up.
Me and my peoples don't live through the Molly ecstasy era. Dust sprinkling up in there. The Percocet era, all the pills eras, and we still in right now. So a lot of people out here looking bad. A lot of people got their shit together too. Shout out to all the ladies that got their shit together. It's a few of them that didn't look as good in high school that is doing beautiful. It. Goddamn. Yeah, for real. And handling their business.
Like they supposed to.
And handling their fucking business. So shout out to them. But there's a lot of dust monkeys out here, too.
That's what you call them, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it's men, women, dust monkeys. Dirt bags, all of them. It's a lot of pale skinned people out here right now.
A lot of zombies.
It's a few zombies walking around here.
A lot of zombies. What's wrong with you, nigga?
You know, life, that just goes to show you what life do. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
As you get older.
Life hit people hard, man.
Differently.
Life hit people hard. Yeah. But there's always different a comeback. Situation. You can come back.
See, that's the thing.
Brighten that skin up, nigga. Exfoliate.
That's how I look at things. I'm like, you ain't never too old.
Right.
You can still figure it out.
Yeah. Lift them titties up, ma. You can lift them titties up.
Why she got to lift her titties?
I'm saying, though. They say let them hang, ma.
Huh? Let them hang. Fuck it, ma.
Let them hang, man.
Fuck it. Let them hang,
I'm saying,
ma.
If you insecure about them titties, lift them up. Go to the gym. You could always get popping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wash your feet.
Lotion on.
Like in between the fucking toes, goddamn.
Fucking feet, nigga.
Lotion on.
Dave's saying that shit because he's ready to suck toes. What? He said he's on a suck toes summer. Come on, man. That's why he said that. I know.
Don't.
Cool. Whoa, he ain't denying nothing.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Listen, you know what don't involve me.
He's different, man.
Don't involve me in your escapades.
I'm about to throw the fuck out of this nigga. Yeah,
don't involve me in all that. Listen, wash your toes. Clean your belly button too.
Oh, sure. So that means he's licking belly button too. That's cool. I ain't mad at him.
Licking belly.
I'm just trying to make sure.
Belly buttons. Yeah, that's erotic.
Dave different.
Most importantly, clean your ass properly.
That's what you do.
Dave different.
I'm trying to put that type of shit on.
Belly button.
This tastes like last week.
Yeah. Nasty nigga.
Nasty tongue nigga.
Nigga nasty on me.
Mm. Yo, I would never lick belly button. Hell no, it's too far.
Nah, it's too
just
far.
Pomegranate? It's too far. I clean out my belly button sometimes. I'm like, oh,
it tastes like pomegranate. He said, I clean out my belly button sometimes.
Yeah. Pressure wash.
Yeah, what a pressure.
You stupid.
It's good.
Oh shit.
Only sometimes.
So you get the glow.
Shut the fuck up.
Pressure wash myself every now and then.
So listen, I wanted to tell this quick story. I was hanging out with a group of people.
Okay.
And I overheard a conversation. And it was about fentanyl.
Was you listening?
I was
fentanyl.
I was nosy.
Fentanyl.
So shit is real out here, people. Like, y'all motherfuckers need to watch what the fuck y'all doing out here. Shit is real. And it's taking people's fuck out. And we spoke on this before. But I really overheard this conversation. And it was on the lines of, I'm going to hit them with the fake ones this time. And then I'm going to come back around with the real ones next time. And they're talking about Percocets, right?
Okay.
And I was just like, wow, that's just how they doing out here.
Percocets, Molly Percocets.
It said something along the lines of having their own presser. I was like, whoa.
First of all.
Now I'm ready to get out of here.
Represent. Where the fuck are you?
You got to represent. Who's your Wiener Works?
I got Wiener Works.
Yeah.
Somebody in the back, yo. I'm, let me get a combo. I'm pressing peels.
Let me get a combo and shake.
Where you at?
I was chilling at the liquor house, you know, minding my business a little bit. Hey, niggas be talking too much. You know
yo,
what I mean?
That's liquor house action.
And I'm like, I pod.
That's liquor house. That's
and I'm house. Never coming back.
That's liquor house action.
I'm a snitch.
Oh shit! You selling shit?
I'm a snitch. Ain't never coming back.
I don't know these niggas. What are you talking about? I don't know these niggas.
Next thing you gonna say? A nigga say you got
yeah, it's real. For 300. It's real out here, man. Leave them pills alone, man.
That's just all I'm trying to say. Like, yo, it's
foul. You gotta watch out for all that shit, though. It's just not even pills.
I mean, not yet. They fucking up everything with that fentanyl shit.
Man, you trying to get his money up.
You can't trust everything anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I was just bringing up to say, yo, it's fucked up out here. I just want to see people be careful because I know, like, people like the, what they call it, they call it party. They like the party. I'm like, y'all need to fucking relax.
I mean, pill heads. Like, yeah, but them pill heads, they look at them pills, though.
Some of them party too damn hard.
Are they putting in the weed, too? Because I don't have time for this shit. Like, that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, so,
they mixing it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them no ideas. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on, man?
Have to be careful of shit, man.
Yeah. A shout out to Seattle, too. I'm about to fly out there real soon. I can't wait. It's gonna be lit.
Okay.
Need to go to the weed stores. I love going to the weed stores out there in Seattle.
How is it going to weed stores?
You walk in, you purchase your shit, you go on about your business, show your ID, make sure you're 21 or older.
Everybody's smiling?
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's smiling and shit?
Yeah, everybody's happy.
So wait, is that why?
You walk in there, that should give you a whole book. You pick out whatever you want.
Okay.
And they bring it out for you.
They have samples?
I haven't been in there where you actually smoking it. No. Mm. I haven't seen that, but I'm not. I don't know if that
now
doesn't
you
exist.
Cop something, they'd be like, you try this right here. I don't know if you might like this, but.
Probably if you spend enough.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Maybe.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah, I can't wait to go out there.
You ain't spend enough.
Pre roll in there. Which...
I love. Oh, yeah, they got the pre rolls. They'd be fire.
Okay.
Don't go to DC.
Why? Oh, what's wrong with DC? Shout out to DC.
And somebody, call them smoke shops.
Yeah. They're trash?
Yeah. I mean, not the smoke shop itself, but you know, they say they got dispensaries, but they don't.
Mm,
okay. You know what I mean? It'd be smoke shops selling weed. But you gotta buy something, and then the weed is like a gift type deal. But,
right. Because they're not. They're
but
not,
you can only buy but so much.
Right. You can.
That's how they get their bread, nigga. It's the breakdown, nigga.
It's crazy.
I ain't mad at it,
right? Yeah, because they don't have the they don't have.
But then they limited. They got one kind, and like you can't even choose.
They don't have the license to sell it, so they gotta give it to you as a gift. So you buy something, and they give.
But you can grow it in DC though yourself,
right? You can possess it.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. I guess we're going to get the fuck out of here. Shout out to the homie Vince. Oh, yo, shout out your business, Vince. I forgot. You got your own business.
Oh, yeah. This little venture.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
Trinity Soft Wash.
It's at the end. You going to tell him to speak.
I know, right?
Speak up. Isn't it?
It's my brother.
I cannot wait to CJ hear this shit.
Oh, man.
I'm buzzed.
Yeah, CJ is going to kill me.
Yeah.
He says, yeah. Now, shout out cousin Keem, though, because he, you know what I'm saying? He just like that, too. Low voice. Y'all niggas swear y'all smooth. It's cool. Go ahead.
As an operator.
Oh, shit. So, yo, you can check us out on motherfucking Twitter, dirty_water_NC, Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. My shit on Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
I wish Moses would get off Black Planet or whatever the fuck. I think he got Hotmail, some shit like that.
Ha, 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 ha.
But,
Black Jesus.
What you say, Vince? What you say, Vince?
Black Jesus.
You call this nigga called Moses Black Jesus. That's what
this is my skin cleaning.
Yo, Vince, what's your Instagram and your for your all your shit, your business, yourself, you nigga.
Everything is just Google. You can Google Trinity Soft Wash. Instagram Trinity Soft Wash. Facebook Trinity Soft Wash.
Word. Are you gonna come back and kick it with us again?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
Man, got them dirty water shirts for you.
You already know.
Dirty Water shirts, drawers, socks.
And shout out to everybody that keep listening.
White beaters.
Stupid. <Yeah. laughs> Shout out to everybody that keep listening to us, man. And we're going to get this shit back rolling on this every Thursday shit. Fuck that.
Headbands, sweatbands, me bands.
Dirty Water Podcast, nigga. 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.